So we started discussing last night about the mitzvah bedikas chametz. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that one makes a bracha al biar chametz, and we explained that since in addition to being a prohibition to eating chametz and owning chametz, Chazal or rabbis gave us a positive mitzvah to go around and check. So the mitzvah bedikas chametz begins this evening, just about, you know, when we get back shortly thereafter. So we do the bedikas chametz tonight, and you know, most have a minhag to put 10 pieces of bread out. Just make sure you remember where you hide them, if you're hiding them. But and then you go ahead and you do the kol chametz. You make everything hefker, and then we finish the process tomorrow when we have the bonfire. I guess at the yeshiva around what time is it? 11 or what? 10:45. So that's when we finished. We burn the chametz and we say also the kol chametz. So the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, it says bitul b'leiv sagi. That really mean haTorah, biblically speaking, all we have to do is nullify the chametz in our hearts. We don't even necessarily have to say anything. The Gemara says bitul b'leiv sagi, yet the rabbis didn't trust what we have in our hearts, because maybe a person, if you have that pastrami sandwich in front of you or that melt-away, you're not going to mean it when you nullify it, so therefore your bitter won't be good. Or the concern is you might forget it's Pesach, and if it's sitting on your table, and you'll eat it. So therefore, in addition to nullifying it, we put it away in our cabinets, we put it where they won't, can't have it. So if the mitzvah min haTorah is the bitul, is the nullification, then how come so what are we doing tonight? The bedika is only a rabbinical mitzvah, the searching. The end goal is to search it, burn it, but if you could fill your biblical mitzvah by mevatel b'leiv. So we know that we have different types of mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs min haTorah, we have biblical mitzvahs, rabbinical mitzvahs. So generally speaking, biblical mitzvahs take precedence over rabbinical mitzvahs. So if I'm making a bracha, why did they institute to make the bracha on the mitzvah midrabana and the bedika? Once we're making a bracha, once we're making a blessing, why not go on the mitzvah min haTorah of bitul? So there's a famous answer of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is of Yosef Cairo. He also had another famous book called the Shulchan Aruch, among other things. So the Beis Yosef writes, he gives us a general rule when it comes to different mitzvahs. So he says, usually when Chazal instituted a bracha, they wanted to give something, it has to be concrete. It has to be something that you could actually, you know, hold on to, something like something that's more real. So therefore, when it comes to your heart, you cannot mean it. How does anyone know if you did it? It's not even recognizable. No one knows what I'm thinking. God knows, but no one else. No one even knows if I did the mitzvah. So when Chazal instituted a bracha, they wanted to make it clear that it's going on a concrete act. So therefore, even though bitul b'leiv is the mitzvah in haTorah, but Chazal always made a bracha over something concrete. That's one of the reasons why the famous question of the Tshuvas HaRashba, of we just went around, or someone went around and we gave tzedakah. So tzedakah, according to everyone, that's a separate thing, whether putting money in the pushka is giving tzedakah. But let's assume you gave money to an ani, a poor person came around and you gave them. So the Rashba asked the famous question, so if tzedakah is a mitzvah in haTorah, and we make brachas before rabbinical mitzvahs, biblical mitzvahs, custom, so why not make a bracha before we give tzedakah? So the Rashba gives a famous answer, because perhaps it doesn't happen that often, but perhaps the ani won't accept it. Perhaps the poor person won't want it. Either, what? You only gave me $20? I need the $100. Or he's going to be embarrassed about taking the money. Whatever the reason is, a person might refuse it. So you want to avoid the bracha of atola, the blessing in vain. Or as the Rashba says, anytime it's not solely dependent on you, you can't make a bracha. So that's what they point out as well when it comes to tzedakah. So someone is saying another reason why you don't make a bracha on tzedakah is because really tzedakah is really be yisod the belayev. But when you commit in your heart to give it, let's say when they're making when they used to make the yitzker appeals or whatever they do. So let's say a person raised his hand, they never called on him, but he had in mind to give $100 or whatever. So really, strictly speaking, you know, you're obligated to give. So since tzedakah really could be done belayev, so the rabbis never instituted a bracha on something which is purely in your heart. As well, we find another example of this is we know there's a mitzvah of tshuva all year round, but especially Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Asara Shemei Tshuva. So if tshuva is a mitzvah min HaTorah, so why don't we make a bracha on tshuva? Mitzvah's tshuva, lasos tshuva. So that's what, again, so the many answers, but that's what Mefarshim point out. Tshuva is also the yisod belayev. When you do tshuva, even though the Raman goes into details what one needs, but bottom line, if you commit in your heart, so that you commit to change, that is the tshuva. So again, so we find by many places throughout halacha that there's a big difference between something belayev and something b'maitzah. So that's why over here as well, even though there are many parts, there's the bitul belayev sagi, but nevertheless, Chazal instituted to make the bracha tonight on the bedikas chametz, because that involves a ma'isa mitzvah. That's concrete, and that's we know that's something that is definitely going to, a person's doing, and it's definitely going to happen. Rabbi Hananya and Akasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. With Zakis, this is Yerbalim, Shor Ritzah Shinamar, Adonai Chavit, Laman Shiko, Yalbiel Torah, Yadir.